Good morning. It's so good to see each one of you this morning, and what a blessing to, you know, for us to come and to worship the Lord together with you guys here. I just want to honor the leadership of the church here, and for such an invitation, for inviting us to come and to be with you today. And also, well, I also want to thank my wife and little Jaden for being part of this, you know, work of the Lord we're doing here. When we left Africa, particularly in South Africa where we were to come over here, I knew the Lord had this plan for us to come over, but it takes a team to do that. So I'm so thankful for their continual support and love. Amen. Okay, so be warned. I will ask you to say amen from time to time. So that's better. Okay, so you know. All right. And so above all, we want to thank the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made. And I just sense his presence so strong here. I want to pray before we dive into the word. How's that? Can I do that? Father, I want to thank you this morning. Thank you for such an opportunity that we can come before you, Lord. And we know you're here. And Holy Spirit, I want to say, have your way. Minister to us, O God. Anoint my lips, Father, and speak through me, O Lord. And above all, Lord, we say, have your way. We want to just experience you, Lord. More than anything else, only you, Jesus. And I pray that, Father, any spirit or anything that tries to cause destruction, and Father, that this word will not be, we won't just come and go away, but Father, your word will leave an imprint in our hearts. That God, we will be challenged and we will be encouraged to walk with you closely. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, when I got this invitation, you know, it's like I said to you, I don't take it lightly. So it is really special for me because for all this year and a half now, I haven't taken an invitation to go to preach anywhere. I've just been focusing on Clyde. I love my people. And we have seen the Lord do some stuff there, and we're still experiencing the move of God right in the village of Clyde. And I'm so glad that we are one family. I'm talking about you now. We are one big family serving a mighty God. And I know that God has a plan for each and every person. And this is very special. Praise God. So we're going to go. Yeah, you guys got it. I don't have to ask. I see that. You got it already. I think you got the memo before I got here. Praise the Lord. And so I'm thankful for the guys at the back also for going to help us with some scriptures and stuff as we go on. But this morning, I wanted to just do something different. Look at your neighbor. Just look at your neighbor. Tell them, I'm glad you're here. And tell them, let your light shine. Tell them again, tell them, let your light shine. Okay, this is what we're going to talk about this morning, and I believe for some of you taking notes, you can go ahead and do that. And I just want to encourage you to just pay attention. I'll try to just speak here and there, but this is really serious. As I was preparing this sermon, the Holy Spirit put an impression on my heart, and I just said, Lord, I don't take this thing so easily, because what am I going to say to these people? As I was praying and just going through this, and the Lord put in my heart to just come and challenge each one of us, I'm also included in this. Because God is calling us today as believers to stand up and shine in this dark world. So we are living in times where things are all crazy. How many of you agree with me? Oh man, you wake up in the morning, you don't know what's coming next. And in these times we're living in, it's even worse because we have lost control. Some decisions are made on our behalf. and you don't know what's going to happen next for your children, for your grandchildren. You don't know what's coming next. And now this dark world, the Bible says, woe unto those who call good evil. And woe unto those who call evil good. So this morning, this is just to challenge us a little bit. And now in this season where everything else seems to be dark. You know, people used to make this joke. I will say that again. They say Africa is the dark continent. But I want to say, I beg to differ. Because we experiencing the same devil we see down in the streets of Soweto in South Africa, or the same devil we see in Zimbabwe, is the same devil walking on his feet here in Canada. And it takes believers, it takes the church to stand and really walk in their real identity. We walk in our real identity, whom God has called us to be. And the Bible says, we're getting there. I'm just trying to get us going here. So when the Lord put this on my heart and we see the spiritual realm is real, we cannot be ignorant of the devices of Satan. We cannot be ignorant and just say, well, everything is okay. And people have walked away from prayer and people have walked away from loving the Lord anymore. But the Bible is clear that there is light and there is darkness. But I'm here to tell you this morning, we're serving a great God who has given us victory through Christ Jesus. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That's the right place to say amen there. We are more than conquerors. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter how we feel about it. All we know is we belong to Christ and we are in Christ. Amen. So in this dark world, and I'm asking myself, is it the fault of the devil? Is it the fault? Whose fault is it that there's so much darkness all over the world? Think about that. Whose fault is it? That there's so much darkness all over. So much darkness all over. Families, people breaking apart. Kids just going wild. Everything else seems to be crazy. Let's go to scripture this morning. So we're going to read today in the book of Matthew chapter 5. I like Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector. And just for the sake of just, you know, for interest sake. Matthew was a tax collector and he was invited by Jesus to become part of his team. And this was not an easy thing because Matthew had to let go of his normal life and decided to align with Jesus. And now he takes account of the miracles and, well, the life of Jesus, and he writes down in the book of Matthew, that's where we see all this account of the life of Jesus. But in chapter 5, what we're looking at today is one of the beautiful places. I know most of you like this, the Mount on the Sermon on the Mount. And there's so many stuff we can learn there on the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus sits and begins to teach the disciples, multitudes, right on the hill, but looks at on the surrounding areas of Galilee. So Jesus begins to say these words. He's teaching the people there, but I want to go towards the end of this sermon. He says to the disciples, okay, thank God, there it is. You are the light of the world. This is the King James. You are the light of the world. Now, what do we see there? When it says you are, that's basically saying this is who we are. Say, I am the light. Oh, you can do better than that. I am the light of the world. So he says, you are the light. That's who we are. Now, if the light does not light, we have a problem. If the light is not functioning, there must be a problem. Either the source or the bulb itself, or the owner of the house, maybe. being ignorant. Now it says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I like that. So which means, whether that city in the night, if it's in the night, that city on the hill, if even if the lights are on in the night, you will see it because it's quite clear. It's been set on a hill. It's positioned to shine. Nothing can hide. Nothing can hinder its visibility because it's a city on a hill. Then it says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a table or a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all. Say with me, all. Did you hear that? It gives light to all. Not some, but to all who are in there. Oh, I like that, man. Our first mission, our first assignment is to be the light in the house. Let me calm down. Our first assignment is to be the light in our homes. Our first assignment is to be the light in our families. Our first assignment, our first calling is to be the light amongst our believers. I mean, our brothers and sisters, cousins, the unlovable ones, the difficult ones, Johns and Steves, you know, the tough ones, those who don't want to hear about Jesus. But it says, you got to be the light. When you light this light or this candle, you put it up on the candlestick and it give it light to all. This is why I'm asking myself, and it breaks my heart. Why then do we have so much darkness? Why at least we have many churches around the country? Why do we have so much darkness when we have so much believers on Sundays waking up in the morning, looking good, driving to church, but there's so much darkness? Carrying Bibles, dressing nice, and your neighbors don't even... Okay, let me not go there yet. It says, for all to see, for all men to see. So when darkness is increasing in our times, so much fear and degradation, moral degradation. Doesn't that scare you a little bit? That God is actually taken out of the picture, out of the equation anymore in our communities, in our culture, in our societies. It scares me. Now Jesus says there, when this light has been lit, it's put up on a candlestick so that all people can see it. Now, you and me have received the Lord Jesus Christ. You and me have got a relationship with the Lord. We belong to the kingdom of light. The Bible says when we received Jesus, we were transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We moved from being dead in sin, and we became alive in Jesus. And therefore we are living now filled with the presence of God, filled by the Spirit of God. The Bible says those who are born of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we are influenced by the Spirit, helped by the Spirit to live out this life, not on our own. Now here's an interesting thing. So this is every believer's, it's every believer's calling to be the light in the darkness. And we being transformed by God's presence every day. Now, what is our purpose? Our purpose is to reflect God's light. Say with me, my purpose is to reflect God's light. I'm not so big on science and all that, but I just went through reading some stuff, and when there is an eclipse, it's simply we know what's happening when there's an eclipse, right? Because we have the moon, we have the sun, and we have the earth, all right? Now, here's the thing. The sun is the source of light. But the moon does not produce any light. It only reflects the light. Is that correct? Say amen. It reflects the light from the sun to the earth. But now when the earth comes in between the sun and the moon, there is no reflection. The light is distorted. You cannot see clearly. So I call it a spiritual eclipse. And now we ought to reflect Jesus to the world. But now there is things hindering us to reflect Jesus to the world. There is an eclipse. No wonder why our presence is not felt anymore. No wonder why the church is not, they don't want to even hear what the church has to say anymore. Because there is an eclipse. I'll say that again. Spiritual eclipse. Let's come home. Most of us, as we walk with the Lord, or when we gave our lives to Jesus many years ago, I would assume, we were on fire for God. We prayed like never before. We wanted to share the love of Jesus with other people. We sang about his goodness. We were just so passionate about him. And that faded away as time went by. We became so used to the normal. We conformed to the world. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, dear brothers and sisters, I beseech you with the mercies of God that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable. Okay? Okay? Then it says in verse 2, do not be conformed to the world. We are every day being tested and the world wants us to conform. And that is causing that distortion. And there isn't any transference of a light because something else is just before us. Jesus says you cannot light it and hide it under a bushel. It's distorted. There is some element of light, but it's not shining. There is some element of Christianity. There is some form of, but it's not really being experienced to its fullest capacity. Now he says, what could cause this spiritual eclipse? I want to just touch on that a little bit because this is really important. Are you still with me? You still liking me? Sin causes this eclipse. Sin is always been one biggest enemy of humanity. It doesn't matter how big, how small. Some people like to categorize it. I'm telling you, sin is sin. All right? There's no gray lines. Sin is sin. Now, that can affect your effectiveness of how you have to reflect and represent Jesus to the world. And then it goes on to say, what else can cause this eclipse? It says, I've got here the cares of the world. How many of you worry about the cares of the world? There's things to take care of. There is stuff happening in our lives. And the cares of the world always come and try to dim the light. That we become so concerned about our well-being, chasing the dollar, and all that, and all that. And we become busy, and busy, and busy, and busy. And we forget keeping the priority that is the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 3, 6, what, 33. Now, I want us to just quickly go through this now. I think I'm almost done here. So the ultimate goal of us being the light is to bring glory to God. The ultimate goal is to bring glory to God. This is what Jesus says. I want us to just throw that verse again. There we go. He says, you put your light before men that they may see. Say with me, that they may see. It didn't say go and preach to them. They will see. The world is watching us. People are watching us. They want to see. They don't want to hear. They are watching you. I always think of this little young man, Jaden. He's always watching me. Monkey see, monkey do. Watching. It says they are watching to see how we conduct ourselves. They are watching to see how are we reflecting Christ. Where? In the marketplace? In our families? In our marriages? Oh yeah, fathers and mothers, I want to tell you, your kids are watching you. And the grandkids are watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Oh, you think the neighbors are minding their business? Man, they're watching you. They're watching you. They want to see how you walk with the Lord. You say you're a believer. And by watching you, guess what? It says when they see you and they begin to say, wow, I want what he's got. I want what they have. And by doing so, they're giving God the glory. It makes our Father proud. It makes him get the glory and the honor. So they are watching us. And God himself is just waiting for us to walk in the full power of his glory. And then what are we doing now as believers to set ourselves up for this? Are we going to continue to walk in ignorance? So we have to let our light shine. We sang some nice songs this morning, talking about the next generation. There's an army that's rising. I'm like, God, yes, this is it, Lord. You're raising up an army. But now, how does an army rise? We got to get out of our comfort zone. We got to get out of our, you know, this is my box. This is how I do my things. And say, God, I want to be on fire for you again. Oh, man, come on, wake up. I want to be on fire for you, Lord. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire. Maybe I was now sleeping and I was like, oh, Lord, I was now just getting, you know, going by day. And he says, no, it's time to wake up. The gospel chapel, it's time to wake up. It's time to rise and let your light shine. You know, I talk to your pastors from time to time. We don't talk about you anyway, don't worry. We're praying together. We're praying together. We're praying together, crying before the Lord for this town. We're crying before the Lord for the lost souls because we want to see the kingdom of Jesus glorified. It says, if I am lifted up, guess what? I'll draw all men to myself. If we stand up and shine, the world, listen to me, people are not going to see angels coming by walking to their houses. They want to see you. They will see you. We are the ones who carry the glory of God. We are the ones who carry and represent Jesus. And it's time to rise up. It's time to be on fire for God. Say amen. So the ultimate goal is to bring the glory. I want to close by this. I was thinking about Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Listen carefully. A group of Jewish boys was taken into exile in Babylon. Maybe some of you have read and studied about the Babylonian systems. Crazy things happening there. We are still even experiencing some of that stuff. Listen now. Daniel said, before men. Okay, is that the Daniel chapter 1 verse 8? But Daniel purposed in his heart Listen to this. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Man, there is a lot of stuff the devil is throwing all over us today. Over our kids, over our communities, the devil is just flashing stuff. And there is a temptation to fall for this stuff. And Daniel said, I will not give myself unto this stuff, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not be defiled. In other words, he purposed in his heart to be consecrated, to be different, that his light would not be dimmed by what the world is called normal. We don't want to fit in. Is there some people here? It's easy to fall into what your friends are saying and doing and want to look like them because you want to be accepted. But listen, when you make a decision to say, I stand for Jesus, no matter what, I'm not giving up on my faith, I will let my light shine. Sometimes it comes with a price. It comes with a price. It comes with a price. When I light up a candle that wax, because of the heat, it melts. When you are on fire for the Lord, some stuff will just start falling off. Because it's no longer about you, but it's all about Him. He takes the glory because He alone is worthy. So Daniel said, I will not be like everyone else. He set himself aside. Listen, there was a temptation because the men of Babylon were introducing these Hebrew boys to homosexuality. They were introducing these boys to clubbing. They were introducing these boys. Listen, this is real. But they said, we're not going to give in to this pressure. We are not going to just give in. We will keep serving the Lord. We will stand for the truth. And this is my prayer this morning. But Jesus Christ cleanses our hearts and lights up our hearts on fire, and that He fills us with His Spirit, that His glory can be felt in our lives. Let's close our eyes. I want to pray for us. Are you worried about the cares of the world? Are you worried about stuff in your life? This morning, as you're listening to me, I hear the Father say, this is the time to stand. This is the time to let go of the past. And now is the time to stand up and shine. I don't know what's been dimming up your light. I don't know what's been taking away and drawing you away from God. But He is calling for you. He is calling for you this morning. He is calling for you. He is calling for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that God, you pour out your Spirit. I pray that Father, Lord, you liberate us, O Lord. And forgive us, O God. For the times when, Lord, we just been going, Lord, with life, and Lord, just has fallen into the routine of life, and Lord, we have missed it, Lord God. Forgive us, Father. We want to be the light. We want to be the light. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for the healing power. I want to pray also for the sick this morning, oh God. As people are sitting right here. Lord, I thank you that God, you take away every sin and take away every pain. Every knee will bow down at the mention of the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for your presence, Lord. Have your way. In the name that's above every name. Everybody say it, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Well, that clap was maybe for the preacher, but you want to give a clap for the Lord. He deserves it. Come on. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Judeus. Thank you for challenging us and sharing with us. I'd like us just to stand and sing one song in closing. Take this opportunity to again, we want to bring the glory to God, certainly. And so we're here to do that. So as we close, be unto your name.
We are the moment, you are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal.
Shine. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Judas. Thank you all. Have a good week. Please come out to Schmitz.